The following was recorded live from the sanctuary of Bethel Worship Center, Tuppers Plains, Ohio, reaching the world for Jesus Christ from Meigs County. Join us now and experience an exciting message from our pastor, Rob Barber.
Mother's Day. What an awesome day. I'm so excited. In 1918, President Woodrow Wilson proclaimed the second Sunday of May to be Mother's Day, and I am one that is very glad that he did. Happy Mother's Day. Mom, thank you for all that you've done for me. Thank you for being such an awesome and wonderful mom. I appreciate you so much. You know, there's women in my life, my wife, who's been an awesome mother, my daughter Beth. You know, I can name so many of you out here this morning that have been faithful to be all that God has called you to be. You're not perfect. Listen, if perfection is what was required to be a mother, no one would be a mother. You don't have to be perfect. You just have to be willing to allow God to use you. Gonna make some mistakes. There are things that are going to happen and you wish you could take it back, things you say and do. It doesn't matter. What matters is that you do it with the intention of being all that God has called you to be. You'll learn and you will grow. I sometimes tease my youngest grandson, Owen, because he's such a mama's boy. He wants to cuddle with his mama at bedtime. So sometimes when he stays with us, he has an issue. And, you know, Graham most of the time is a good substitute, but Papa is definitely not a good substitute. He does not want to sleep with me. He wants to cuddle, and he wants his mommy, and sometimes we want him to stay with us, and no, he wants to be with mommy. So I tease him a little bit, because I'm ornery, and I call him a mama's boy, and mama's boy, you know, that kind of thing. And he gets a little upset with me, and probably Beth gets more upset with me than he does. But, you know, I honestly can do that because I'm a mama's boy. I feel like I have the right. I am the oldest of three sons. I have two younger brothers. And I can tell you that I am my mother's favorite. Now, she will not admit that publicly. But we know. And I will go to my grave thinking I'm always my mother's favorite. And I hope you feel that way too. I think my two brothers feel the same way because she makes us feel that way when we're around her. Not that she has favorites, but she just recognizes the importance of doing those little things, you know, buying me honey buns and keeping them at the house so I can eat them there and Tammy won't complain when I eat them. She doesn't see me. She knows, yes. You know, buying me Mountain Dew that I shouldn't be drinking, but she puts it in the refrigerator. All the, you know, the goodies. If I want goodies, I go to my mom's house because she has it and she knows what I like. And sometimes my tastes change a little bit and she said, well, I thought you liked this or you liked that or you didn't like this or you didn't like that. Well, I change it a little bit. I'm finicky sometimes. I get desires and cravings. But she does that not only for her sons, but for her grandchildren as well and anybody in the family. She has special things for everybody. So she makes you feel special. That's awesome, isn't it? Amen. Tammy's mother was so good at that. The whole family, the extended family, the son-in-laws. Man, she made, when you came into the house, she made you feel special because she always had something special for you. For that person. And that's incredible. And I believe that's a unique thing that is cultivated in mothers. It's For me to stand up here this morning, I kind of feel like Duke Ellington. I can identify with him when he gave a Mother's Day speech at a White House in 1969. He said this, "There's no place I'd rather be right now than in my mother's arms." That's awesome. I know Owen feels that way all the time, and I feel that way. No place I'd rather be. Mothers, there's no one else in the world like you. God made it that way. That's pretty exciting. Well, I've got a few things I want to share with you this morning. First of all, I want to read Proverbs chapter 31. I promise you, this message is not going to be a long one. I need to get my phone so I can keep track of myself. But I just have a few things to share with you this morning. I think it's very important, and we'll get out of here and go celebrate Mother's Day. Amen? All right, Proverbs chapter 31, verse 10, begin. Who can find a virtuous and capable woman? And I'm going to put mother and wife. It actually says wife in the New King James. I'm reading this out of the New Living Translation. She is more precious than rubies. Her husband can trust her, and she will greatly enrich his life. She brings him good and not harm all the days of her life. She finds wool and flax and busily spins it. She is like a merchant ship, bringing her food from afar. She gets up before dawn to prepare breakfast for her household and plan the day's work for her servant girls. She goes to inspect a field and buys it with her earnings. She plants a vineyard. She is energetic and strong, a hard worker. She makes sure her dealings are profitable. Her lamp burns late into the night. Her hands are busy spinning thread. Her fingers twist fiber. She extends a helping hand to the poor and opens her arms to the needy. She has no fear of the winter for her household, for everyone has warm clothes. She makes her own bedspreads. She dresses in fine linen and purple gowns. Her husband is well known in his city gates, where he sits with the other civic leaders. She makes belted linen garments and sashes to sell to the merchants. She is clothed with strength and dignity, and she laughs without fear of the future. When she speaks, her words are wise, and she gives instruction with kindness. She carefully watches everything in her household and suffers nothing from laziness. Her children stand and bless her. Her husband praises her. There are many virtuous and capable women in the world, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive. Beauty does not last. But a woman who fears the Lord will be greatly praised. Reward her for all she has done. Let her deeds publicly declare her praise. All right, as I read through this, I look back in the congregation and I see women starting to sink down in their seat. Listen, nobody can attain the things that are said in this scripture. This is Superwoman. This woman, she gets up early in the morning and she stays up late at night. You remember that old commercial? Some of you will remember this. She takes home the bacon and fries it up in the pan. She can do everything. She makes their own clothes. Hallelujah. How many of you want to do that? I don't get one taker. She makes their clothes. She makes all their meals. She bakes everything. Man, she is incredible. Now, she stays up late at night, and she gets up real early. And now, some of you can probably identify with that. You're tired. You get worn out. But I want to tell you something. You're not going to be super mom or super wife. If you try, you're going to die. If you try to be like this woman, you're going to have an early demise. Because it is impossible. Now listen, there are things that you can aspire to. This is a scripture that we should hold as a bar so that we can try to attain it, but you're not going to get over the bar. You're not going to get up to that level. You can't. And you'll kill yourself trying. However, there are a few things in here that I believe that we can look at and recognize that, that they should apply to every woman sitting in here, particularly every mother. Things that need to be a part of your life. So with that in mind, I want to ease your conscience just a little bit this morning. I don't want to let you off the hook now because I want you to try to always do better. Amen? Amen. We all need that. Y'all, we just want to keep striving. But I want you to know that there are just some of this can really be boiled down to a few of the scriptures in here of the things that a virtuous mother and wife should be aspiring to. So let's look at this. Excuse me, let me get this out of the way so I don't knock it over. A virtuous wife and mother helps others that are in need. Proverbs 31:20 says she extends a helping hand to the poor and opens her arms to the needy. A virtuous woman, a virtuous mother and wife sets a standard in her family that meets the needs of other people. She recognizes that there are some poor people that need help. There are others that just need some things. And she reaches out and she touches those lives. When I was growing up, me and my three brothers, we had some friends. Or my two brothers, I'm sorry. We had some friends. And not all those friends, you know, were on the same financial level that we were. We were middle-class family. My dad worked at a plant. He worked hard and long hours to provide for us, but we had a comfortable life. But some of our friends didn't have that kind of a life. And one of the things that I always saw with my mother was if we had friends over, she would always make sure that they were fed properly. And if they spent the night, she'd either make sure they had a lunch packed or she would give them money so that they could buy their lunches at school. She recognized that they had limitations and she tried to help out. She would even, now some of you are going to think she's a little crazy, but she would even wash their clothes for them. Amen? Some of you have done that kind of stuff, huh? Amen. Look, you're a lot more virtuous than you thought. Amen. Because I think that is an excellent virtue. She never looked down upon anybody, and she taught her family, her children, never to look down upon anybody. They're all God's children. Some people just need a helping hand sometimes. And I could tell you those kids today, some of them are still talking about how my mother treated them. That's something that I believe every one of us, mothers, fathers, men, women of God, we need to keep our expectations and our level of excitement to the place where we are looking for people that we can help, no matter what the situation. That we see who they are. But mothers, I say to you today, according to this scripture, many of you have been living virtuous lives. Mothers, there's no one else in the world like you. God made it that way. The second thing that makes a virtuous wife and mother, she watches over her family. Proverbs 31:27, she carefully watches everything in her household and suffers nothing from laziness. I got to tell you, my wife has always been very good at this. Now, I jokingly say that Tammy has all her ducks in a row. And she's always done that in the family. She's always kept everything in order. It's been easy for me. I just slide through life. But Tammy keeps things in order. She She plans, she prepares, she watches over her family. She always has watched over her family to make sure that everything in her household was in order. I jokingly say she has her ducks in order, and when she points at those suckers, they better quack. Because that's what her expectations are. There's an old Jewish saying that says, God could not be everywhere, therefore he created mothers. Now, it's not doctrinally correct. I want everybody to understand that. But we understand what he's saying. He created mothers to minister, to touch, to look out over the household. One of the things that I realized is that fathers are the cornerstone of the family, but mothers are the mortar. They're usually the one that is holding things together. This is what we need in our society. These are the kind of people and mothers and families that we want to see, with a cornerstone and mortar that holds the family in place and encourages godliness. So mothers, I just want to keep telling you this morning, there's no one else in the world like you. God made it that way. The third thing, a virtuous wife and mother watches and what she says, and I would add this as well, in the way she says them. Proverbs 31:26, when she speaks, her words are wise, and she gives instructions with kindness. We all know what Proverbs 18:21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it will eat the fruit thereof. And yet, sometimes in our families, we get a little overwhelmed by things that are going on. And mothers, I know that you've said things in the past that you wish you could take back. Well, you can't. You move on. But I will say this. If you said something to your children, apologize for it. Tell them, hey, I was wrong. I shouldn't have said that. And then just be more aware of what you're saying. Don't ever speak things that are death into your children's life. I hate you. I wish you were never born. You know, things like that, that should never come out of a virtuous mother's mouth. Only things that build up and encourage. But listen, once again, I tell you, we're going to make some mistakes. Sometimes you feel like pulling your hair out. Amen? And you're going to say some things. Just be aware. Your God is right there. The Holy Spirit's inside of you. He's going to speak to you and say, you shouldn't have said that. Get it right when you do. Just get it taken care of. There's a lady that wrote a book, Kate Samfrey. She wrote this book called Celebrating Mothers. And no, I haven't read the book, but I ran across this quote, and I thought it was really good. She said, before becoming a mother, I had 100 theories on how to bring up children. Now, I have 7 children and only one theory. Love them, especially when they least deserve to be loved. Isn't that awesome? Just love them. Listen, love covers a multitude of sins. Love them. Ran across this quote as well. Whenever I heard my newborn babies in my arms, I used to think that I did what I did and what I said to him would have an influence, not only on him, but on everyone he meets, not for a day or a year, but for all time and for eternity. What a challenge. What a joy. That was Rosalind Kennedy, John F. Kennedy and Robert Kennedy's mother. Mothers, there's no one else in the world like you. God made it that way. If I can leave you with anything this morning, I want you to remember these words. There's no one else in the world like you. God chose you. for your family. He chose you to be the mother of your children. He chose you to make a difference in their life. Virtuous wife, mother, number four, loves God with all her heart, soul, and mind. Proverbs 31:30, charm is deceitful and beauty does not last, but a woman who fears the Lord will be greatly praised. Now we know what Jesus said in Matthew. The great, great commandment is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. To love God is the number one thing. Ladies, if you want to be a virtuous woman, you'll love God. You'll love your children, of course, but you will love God and they will know that you love God. There will be no doubt in their mind that you love God. You raise them, they will stand up and call you blessed because you loved God and you taught them to love God. That's the kind of thing that the world can't offer. They can do a lot of these things that we're talking about this morning, but they can't instill the love of God in their children. Without the love of God in your heart, you can't instill it in somebody else. But when you have it, you can share it. I can tell you this, when I was growing up, my mother had a drug problem. Every time there was a church service, she drugged me there. Over and over and over. I got to tell you, by the time I was a teenager, I was pretty tired of it. But thank God she did it. You know? Sometimes I was kicking and screaming. I don't want to go. But she drugged me there. It was right. It was good. It's the right thing. I don't care what your children are saying to you right now, today, before you came to church. I don't want to go. Drag them. It's important. I learned things at church and I learned things from my mother about God that no one else could impart in me. Drag them if you have to. I don't care what it takes. Get them here. I hope they want to come. I hope the children's church is awesome. I hope our youth ministry is awesome. I want them to come. But if you have to, drag them. It's good for them. It's right. I can tell you this, the world's dragging them in another direction. You better do some dragging. Deuteronomy chapter, well, first Proverbs 22:6 says, train up a child in the way he should go. When he's old, he'll not depart from it. We have that promise, and I believe that it is true. Not everyone comes to Christ, but if you teach your children the right things, they have those principles in them. You've done your job. That's what the scripture is telling us. You've done your job. The rest is up to you, to them and the Holy Spirit. Train them up. And I can guarantee they'll not depart very far from those principles. Deuteronomy 6:7. In training children, this is what it says. You shall teach them diligently to your children. He's talking about the Word of God. You shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and you shall walk by the way, when you lie down and when you rise up. The Word of God is supposed to be instilled in our children on a regular, daily basis. And mothers, you have the greatest impact on your children. You have the opportunity to instill good, godly principles in them regularly. Let me give you the PRV version, Pastor Rob version. Teach them when you go fishing. Teach them when you're cooking. The Word of God. Teach them principles. Teach them when you're in your house and just sitting around. Teach them when you're at your dinner table. Teach them when you go to the mall. Teach them when you're out walking. Wherever you go, that's what the scripture is saying. Wherever you go, whatever you're doing, find an opportunity to instill the word of God in your children. My daughter Beth is so good at this. She does an excellent job. She buys videos and she watches what her boys are watching on TV. She makes sure they don't consume anything that is harmful to them. She prays with them on a regular basis. She prays at the meals. She prays at night. She reads Bible stories to them. I mean, everywhere they go outside, she's giving them some sort of a biblical lesson about the environment and the things that God created. And that's all there is to it. It's not really that hard if we become aware of what God has called us to. And mothers, fathers, you're not off the hook either. You have a huge responsibility. You've got to be there. Listen, too often we've relied on the women to train up our children in the way of the Lord instead of us men rising up and taking the responsibility. That's what this men's group is all about. Men, get serious. Let's get serious about serving the living God. Let's get serious about taking a stand for Jesus Christ. Let's stop hiding behind our women's skirt tails and start doing what God has called us to do, to be real men. Amen. Well, I can use that one on Father's Day. I'll just wait. Rewind that. You didn't hear that. This is a Mother's Day message, right? Mothers, love them, teach them, train them, take every opportunity to speak godly things into their life. Know the Word of God so you can pass it on to your children. There is no career more noble than that of motherhood. There are no responsibilities greater, and in no other sphere does failure bring more serious penalties. To attempt this task unprepared and untrained is tragic, and it results affect generations after generation. On the other hand, there is no greater height to which humanity can attain than that is occupied by a converted, heaven-inspired, praying mother. In his autobiography, Ronald Reagan writes about his mother and the impact that she had on him. It says this, "I was raised to believe that God had a plan for everyone and that seemingly random twists of fate are all part of his plan. My mother, a small woman with auburn hair and a sense of optimism that ran as deep as the cosmos, told me that everything in life happened for a purpose. She said all things were part of God's plan, even the most disheartening setbacks. And in the end, everything worked out for the best. If something went wrong, she said, you didn't let it get you down. You stepped away from it, stepped over it, and you moved on. Later on, she added, something good will happen, and you'll find yourself thinking, if I hadn't had that problem back then things wouldn't have turned out this good. After I lost my job at Montgomery Ward, I left home again in search of work. Although I didn't know it then, I was beginning a journey that would take me a long way from Dixon and fulfill all my dreams, and then some." He's talking about the journey that took him to the White House eventually to become an actor and then eventually to become the President of the United States. Because he listened to his mother's advice. She was telling him what the Word of God said. All things worked to the good of those who love the Lord and are the called according to his purpose. She instilled that in her son in an early age. And he goes on to say, as usual, my mother was right. Mothers are usually right, especially when they're trying to correct us. We don't always want to hear it, but they're right. Mothers, there's no one else in the world like you. God made it that way. Stand with me. Offering? Yeah, we probably should take that. We had so many things going on this morning, I forgot all about it. If you're prepared to give your offering, we're going to do that right now then. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for this offering. We thank you for all that you do for us as your people. Bless your people, Father God. We speak blessing on your people. We speak blessing in the country, in the city, in our kneading bowls, in our baskets. We thank you for the blessings that you give us. And we, Father God, use them to bless others. Direct us, Lord, that whatever we put our hands to will be blessed. We will be blessed when we come in and blessed when we go out. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.
Hello, this is Pastor Rob Barber, and I trust you've been blessed by this week's podcast. Our desire here at Bethel is to connect you to the kingdom of God with inspired and anointed teaching. If you like this teaching and would like to know more about our ministry here at Bethel, please visit our website at bethelwc.org.